Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Welcome, everybody. Happy, hope it's a beautiful day. You're enjoying yourself, that our show finds you in good stead. I'm Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist of Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville, New York. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
Yeah, and today we're talking about how to retire rich. Six smart steps at ages 50 to 66. So that's a strange title. We have a report on this, so if you want to, if we don't get to all these or we get a few phone calls here, we are live. If we get a few phone calls here, we may not get to all six. Our number, if you want to call us in the studio, is 451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. And anything you want to talk about retirement today, it's a great day to think about these things because there's a lot going on. And we have a whole topic and a whole program to discuss six smart steps to how to retire rich. So we'll get to that in a few seconds here.
I like that. I like the idea of retiring rich.
Yes.
Having enough money, being able to do what you want when you're retired, having the lifestyle that you still want, not having to go back to work.
Yeah, you retire rich because you've worked your butt off for so many years, and you know this is the type of thing you've dealt with all sorts. Whether you're a corporate executive or doing something else on a day to day basis, I mean, it's just you want to be able to sit back and say, "Ha, okay, this is great. I got all the money." And you know that's a big concern. We had somebody approach us just this morning, right? A police officer here, and not because we were doing something wrong, but primarily because. You know, I was like, I listen to your show, how do I do this? My wife's a few years younger and she, I got 20 years in on the job and all this stuff. And so, you know, it's an amazing thing because people stress, you know, they go to work and they say, when do I get to retire? Or if you're home and you're home and you're enjoying your retirement savings, how do you make it last longer? How do you make more money on it? How do you keep more of it? You could be making a lot but not keeping a lot due to taxation, and taxes are going to look worse going forward. So, there's a lot going on, and today we'll discuss that. But join our conversation, 631-451-1039. I've been in business, I don't know, I'd say 28 years or so. It started at J.P. Morgan down on Wall Street many years ago in the 80s. And I'm happy to have my own business at Craig James Financial Services. We give independent, objective financial advice. There's no one standing overhead telling us you can't say this, can't say that, can't say or sell this. You must sell this to make a quota, and that's why we see a lot of people, and they really like the chemistry that we have at Craig James Financial. That's what makes us very unique, Jenna.
And I think that's also why I know we were in yesterday's Long Island Business News. We were talking about how to choose a financial advisor. Mm. And they have a special edition out because so many people may be listening to our show or may just be searching online and not really know how to choose someone that they can trust. And it's not as easy as just Googling somebody's name and seeing what they do in your area. It's being able to connect with someone and be able to trust them and know that they're going to be working for you. So that's in Long Island Business News. And also on Monday, if anyone is online or checking out their local paper, we're going to be in Newsday. And we're actually featured in an executive suite section that talks about Craig James Financial and how we do business and how we value our client base.
Yes, they actually took a picture. That's, you know, when you're clients, current clients, like, you're getting all this press and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, to talk to a reporter only takes a few minutes. It's when they call and they say, we want to send a cameraman to take your picture. That's all, you know. That only takes a few minutes, but that adds a lot more stress than talking to somebody over the phone. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. You're listening to the show. It's called It's All About Retirement. And I'm Craig Ferrantino. I'm with Jenna Hudson. So, you know, today we're talking about how to retire rich. You want to join the conversation? Our number here is 451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. How to retire rich, six smart steps at ages 50 to 66. Well, let me start. Jenna, did you know there's a quote here? It's a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. That's according to Jane Austen. I know my daughter Frisia loves Jane Austen, and that's from Pride and Prejudice. So with something very extraordinary, you want to know how to retire rich? I have a quick answer for you. You don't have to listen to the rest of the show. 52% of rich women came into their marriage or live-in relationship with equal or more assets than their spouse or partner. This is according to a study by the Bank of America. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Just the first time in history that it's broken over the 50% mark. So now, the way to retire rich at 50 to 66 is, if you're a guy, go find a woman who's got the assets. There you go. 52% of the women came into the marriage with equal or more assets than their husband. Or spouse. We could say that too.
See, so. And I come from like a type of family where I have both parents who do work, but my mom raised us, and my mom was home, and she was there every day taking care of us. And we actually had this conversation over dinner last night about how things have changed and how they're different. I don't know if it's necessarily for the better or for the worse. Everybody is different, but it's a lot to do with like family structure, sitting down and having dinner as a family. And that's something that my mom always made sure that we did, despite if my dad was still working or not. So I always say, you know, I have to find a good balance between working as a female and still being able to have that family structure and make sure that, you know, everybody's home taking care of each other. Because in retirement, you know, there are a lot of family things that come up in conflict.
Right, right. And, you know, with the, and our listeners should know, it's very important also, I think, and join a conversation. Is it true? Is the husband still the big breadwinner? Is the wife still the big breadwinner? Are marriages different these days? You know, what are your thoughts? And how does that affect your retirement? You know, how are these changes in the demographics and the social, you know, makeup of our society I predict will have a profound impact on what the future is going to look like for you 10, 15 years from now. So if you're in your 60s, your 10, 15 years will put you close to 80. And you would really need to know that this type of demographic shift can affect you. So we want to make sure let's create an equal balance. Let's wipe the slate. Here's what both genders can do, or whoever, both parts of the relationship can do in this type of information to be able to retire rich. So six smart steps at age 50 to 66.
The first I would say is, since we're talking about working people, take advantage of any catch-up contributions you may be able to make. Once you're 50 or over, you can contribute thousands more to your 401k plan or your employer-sponsored retirement plan. And that also means you can also contribute $1,000 more to a Roth IRA or an IRA if you're eligible.
Yeah, so that means if you could make this year, 2014, if you're under 50, you could put away $5,500 a year. And if you're over 50 and haven't earned income in both cases, you could put away $6,500. So you get an extra $1,000 to put into an IRA or Roth IRA. And that will, you know, for a total of $6,500. And so that's very, very important. Another consideration is, you know, some people, you know, we're seeing in our practice have several jobs. Yeah, over the years. It used to be people worked at one place for their whole life, and now we're finding that there's a lot of hoppers, you know, due to the economy, due to other things. And if you've probably changed your jobs several times, And you may still have money in your former employer's 401k plans. You know, if you didn't cash it out, which we hope you didn't, you may want to start to think about consolidating your savings into an IRA. And there's some reasons for that. You know, you'll get a better handle on how much money you have. You'll see things consolidated. You'll also pay, you may want to take a look at future withdrawal strategies, you know, and say, hey, when I'm 70 and a half, I don't have to take out money from 20 different places. I could take it out from one. So this is some of the things. We're going to continue our conversations. This is Craig Ferrantino, Craig James Financial Services, and it's all about retirement. We're talking today about six smart steps to take today to help you retire rich. And there's so much more to discuss, and it's a very meaty topic. After the break, we're going to talk about, let's look at Social Security. Let's look at, reassessing how much you're going to spend in your retirement. So stay tuned. We got a lot more exciting things to talk about after the break. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services, based on Route 110 in Melville, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about how to retire rich, six smart steps to take today. And in the first half of our show, before our break, and join our conversations, by the way, if you're out there listening, don't be afraid to call 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. And we talked about, taking advantage of catch-up contributions if you're over 50. And these are some of the steps that you could take today. That'll give you an extra $1,000 a year in your retirement plan. And, that starts to add up over the years, as you get 50 and above. We also talk about consolidating 401k plans so you get a better handle on where the money is, how it's doing. You could do separate analysis on it and figure out how you're going to take your money out and what method you're going to take your money out so that you could do it best to keep your taxes low. But we have a couple others we want to talk about in the second half of our show. I do want to take a divert here for a second. My wife, Jennifer, and my daughter, Freese, are going on a mission trip. So next Saturday, we're going to keep them in our thoughts and our prayers as they go to El Salvador to work with the people there and get an idea of people, how other people live. And so I think that's a great, great thing. And, you think about retirement and you think about, we're worried about, making sure you're rich. And then on the other hand, we're going to check out they're going to check out how other people in the world live. And hopefully they'll get a chance to do that at some point in the future. Go ahead.
One thing across the board is I'm thinking wealthy people, people who may be middle class, people who may even be lower, no one likes to pay taxes. And I'm thinking, sitting here, that's something we touch upon in almost all of our radio shows. There's things you can control, and there's things you can't control when it comes to retirement. And one of those things that I know Craig focuses on in a lot of his meetings is how can we mitigate taxes? How can we make sure when you're retired and you're on a set income, you don't really have money coming into you, you can't really control, I'm going to work some overtime hours this week, or I'm going to do something to increase my income. How can you make sure that you're in control of how much money you get to keep and spend? And those are some strategies that you have to look at. So one of those tips would definitely be kind of assessing how much you're going to spend in retirement and how to control your taxes in retirement.
And that's the, like you said, excellent, very well put. You need to be able to control your taxes in retirement. And it's one of those things that could really, really jam you up. I mean, I just had, again, conversations yesterday, and the guys, I didn't know I was going to have to pay that much in taxes. And it was like, okay, well, that's... We can change how you are able to pay your taxes, as best as possible, working with a tax professional, things like that. It's not so much how much you earn; it's really how much you keep. And the key is to keep as much as possible. And the one thing that is it crosses all social classes. One thing is that people just don't like paying taxes. I think it's from the very beginnings of our country, people don't like paying taxes, and we're in that position now where we're starting to see that we're going to be paying more taxes in retirement, and we want to make sure that we're structured in a way, whether you have $10 million, $100 million, or $100,000, you want to make sure you're structured in a way that you're not paying a lot of taxes. And that that could, if you could keep more of what you earn, that's clearly a way to be able to retire rich, or at least keep more of your money and not have it bleed out to things that you're not so crazy about. So,
and most boomers actually underestimate how much they're going to spend in retirement. I mean, you may save on like the dry cleaning bills or commuting costs and utilities, but you're always going to have to pay those taxes on your home. That's something that you have to pay. It could be what kind
of, you may have to downsize your boat. You may have to downsize your golf membership. It's just one of those things. And we want you to be able to have, while you're able to in retirement, while you're motivated and you could walk and you're, all that good stuff, we want you to be able to travel and enjoy the type of retirement that you always wanted. Geez, when I retire, I'm going to go to Italy, or I'm going to go to Israel. I'm going to walk, here. I'm going to hike through the mountains in the state of Washington or something like that. And that's great. We had a great one was someone wanted to do the Appalachian Trail. I had a friend that started in Georgia, ended up in Mount Katahdin, Maine, and took several months. And that was like, it's a lifetime experience, but you want to make sure all the bills are paid before you go away, and some loved ones are mailing you food along the way at different stops as you take the hike. So join our conversation, 631-451-1039, 631-451-1039. How's your retirement? What plans have you put in place for your retirements? Are all the T's crossed and the I's dotted? Let us know. Give us a call. All right. So another strategy that we have, and Jen alluded to this earlier, is just to look at your Social Security. If you're eligible to file for Social Security benefits, the question is, do I do it at age 62? Do I do it at age 65, 66? Do I wait till 70? I mean, there's a big decision, and that requires a lot of discussion of future cash flows and where money's coming
in. What about collecting on your spouse? So let's say you're home and your husband works. You want to collect on your spouse's first and then maybe collect on yours. There's so many strategies. And on our website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, we actually have a Social Security maximization calculator. And you click on it, and you can put in some of your dates of birth and your information and see some strategies. And you could always give us a call. We could do this for you if you're not computer savvy, 631-393-2888. And we can show you some of these. These are the things that people just don't know about. They see the black and white, take it at this age, I get this much, and this is what I'll get for the rest of my life. But there are strategies that people who retire wealthy, and unfortunately the people who have money, know. They know these extra strategies that can help them get more money from the government in retirement.
Some people are really good at, analyzing the system, playing the system, and making the most out of their money. But that's, and they'll come in and they'll tell us, well, I'm doing this. If I work, I work one quarter of a year part time every Saturday, this will add more points to the number and blah, 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 blah. And but that's like one out of 10,000, we're actually saying, that's an interesting, way to do it. The majority of people don't know. It's really confusing, to be honest with you. And so that's why we have that Social Security calculator. Even with that, it might be confusing to you. So give us a call if you're going to use that, and we'll be happy to walk you through it. We have a complimentary report to give out to our listeners if they're interested. How to Retire Rich, 6 Smart Steps to Take Today. Jenna, what do they need to do for this?
Our website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, there's a report tab. Click on it, type in the report that you're looking for. So in this case, How to Retire Rich, 6 Smart Steps to Take Today. And we will mail that or email that out to you. Also, you could give our office a call, 631-393-2888, and just give us your mailing address or email, and we'll mail that out for you as well.
Yeah, the other half of it is this is the big, big thing that's been a bane, at least of late, and it's been to the fore. No matter how much you have, how much is healthcare going to cost? It's just that even people with, very fortunate people are sitting there and saying, my bills for health have gone up incredibly. I did not expect to pay this. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, you could be on the lower end of the spectrum, on the very wealthy end of the spectrum. They're just seeing things charged to them that they never saw charged from. Things like a blood test. You know, it's like $600. It's like, okay, well, this, you know, whatever, Medicaid, Medicare. It's still, they're paying more. And I think those numbers are going up. The copays on prescriptions are going up. Everything seems to be going up. And that's unfortunate. I would like to be, I'd love to have a radio show. Guess what? Whatever you have in retirement, in the future, things are going to get cheaper for you. It's going to look really, really good. And you're going to be able to keep more and more of your money. But unfortunately, I don't see that. And I don't think there's many people out there that see that.
And no matter how much money you have, it's healthcare is not something that you're like, oh, good, I get to go pay my health insurance bill today. Yeah, if I get to go buy myself a nice bag, or I get to go on a nice vacation, or I get to buy a car, those are things in retirement I won't mind spending my money on, because I worked hard my whole life to earn that money. But I'm not going to say, oh, good, here's a couple $1,000 for my health insurance bill, or here's some money for my tax bill. That's when you cringe a little bit and you're like, oh, I don't want to spend my money on this.
Yeah, I want to pay more for my blood test every year. I want to, you know, check out my triglycerides. Charge me $1,000, whatever you want to do. It's all right. Just so I get an idea of what my health looks like. It's just gotten higher and higher. And I'm being a little sarcastic, because I just been hearing a lot. That the chatter in that area of people's financial life, again, wealthy or not, has been increasing. And so we want to be able to help mitigate that by planning for higher healthcare expenses in the future. And if we do that, that'll allow us, and then use it from sources that get taxed less. So if we could do that, we'd be able to keep more of the money that we have and be able to retire rich. So there's a few more things we could be talking about, but we're winding down here. I just want to let you know that we're at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, New York. It's Craig James Financial Services. We're on the web at
LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com, and our office number is 631-393-2888. All of our past shows are on iTunes now and
that's
Stitcher.
Right. And Stitcher, right. We'll be at Newsday on Monday, so take a look at that. And this is Craig Ferrantino, Certified Wealth Strategist.
And this is Jenna Hudson. It's all about retirement.